Okay, everybody, welcome back. As I said, and as many of you already know, and I think people are going to wake up in a year or two and say, oh my God, the war on whites in Europe is here. The war on whites is working. White people are clearly on the way out. That's the plan, and that's what's happening. You won't see it on the nightly news. You won't see it in the alt news often, but it's happening, and it's very unfortunate, to put it mildly, because we had a chance to stop this crap, but we didn't. We didn't. I've also felt for a long time, and I think all of you out there who are of a similar thinking processes, that certainly there is good and there is evil. But more certainly than that, evil is now either in charge or about to be in charge of the entire planet. And I would argue that it probably already is. Evil is real. You want to personify it with a caricature of Satan? Go ahead. You want to personify good as a picture of Jesus? That's fine. But these two energies are diametrically opposed to each other, and they are deadly as the day is long. When you total them up and see how they're interacting and reacting in the fabric of what was once a moral society, it's over. And many of these people who understand and should know better are still questioning whether or not they have to worry about the vaxxed. Do I have to really? Should I wear a mask? Yes, you should. Do I really want to wear gloves? Put some gloves on. What do you have to lose? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Anyhow, it's very dangerous out there, unfortunately. And for all of our vaxxed listeners, bless every one of you. You know what you did, and you know the price that is being exacted, and it's not a good price. Are you there, young lady?
I'm here. Welcome to another
I got two words, then I got, welcome to another, five more words. Seven words, and I had to speak for 3 minutes. All right.
You're much better at it than I am.
All right. Now, what are your thoughts about good and evil in this whole issue? The people behind the bioweapons, plural, the virus or the vax, the injections, are evil. There's no question in my mind. And those who are administering these injections are de facto evil people. They are evil. Many of them know what they're doing, but it's their job. They don't want to lose their job. Whatever. Some of them are psychopathic enough to believe these things still are effective. They're effective at doing nothing except destroying the biophysiology of life. What are your thoughts about good and evil?
Yeah, I believe it, sure. I don't think there's any question.
And it can't be.
Are giving in to just greed.
Well, here's the deal. Let me help out here a little and just progress this subject a little further down the road. People don't want to give up their good times. They don't want to walk away from the past, which was fun, and accept the reality that they are literally now no longer able to engage in that lifestyle without potentially paying a deadly price for it. Potentially paying a deadly price for it. That's uncomfortable for people. I get it. I also get the human nature aspect of denial. That's one of the big reflexes. It's not as big as the prime directive, which is to survive. But if you really engage the prime directive, you're not going to get involved with your vax opposite. No matter if you're vaxxed or unvaxxed, you're going to stay away from the other side, at least until time tells us that we don't have to worry as much. But we don't think it's going to tell us that ever, because we know what's going on. But in any case, be cautious. It's best to err on the side of caution every time, and that's the truth. There is evil.
Yeah, well, these injections were I think, just a violation of, you know, the sanctity of life. You know, when you're tinkering with the genetic code, you know, what gives you that right?
That's playing God.
It is. And I think there's going to be, I know there's going to be a very steep price to pay for that. There's no question in my mind, and I don't think it just stops with the person who was injected. You know, this person is now producing within them a toxic protein that is being shed into the environment. Their microbiome, all the bacteria and viruses and fungi that live on them and in them have been genetically modified as a result. And those are entering into the environment.
Oh, they're testing wastewater treatment plants now, and they're finding higher and higher levels.
Yes. That's, you know, viral RNA.
Correct.
So, it's here. It's endemic now. And, you know, with so many people that don't have a competent immune system, it's not going to go away anytime soon. They, you know, keep getting reinfected. The virus mutates. They can't extinguish it. And, you know, here comes the next variant. But, you know, the animals are being affected. I don't know how many pets. I mean, I've lost count of how many pets have died as a result of their owner's choices. And, I know the owners didn't mean to kill their pets, but it happened.
They shed upon their dogs and cats, and then they die.
Yeah.
Vets know this, and I would like to see a few vets stand up and tell the truth. They're seeing animals that are dying of the same profile of terrible health breakdowns, and we'll call them diseases, that humans are. It's the same pattern, because it's the same pathogen. It's the spike.
Yeah, all you need is the protein to cause the disease. Not the whole virus. I mean, you know, that's just another way that the spike gets into the body is on the you know, replicating virus. But you only really need the spike to cause this disease, as many unvaxxed people have found out.
I still see emails occasionally, and there have been some articles written about it too, about not dating your vax. Opposite, it's dangerous, and people, they don't want to go there. I understand it. I get it. But it's now really a choice. It's your choice. Do you want to engage in physical activities with your vax opposite? You better think.
Well,
really
we've
about
had
that.
Plenty of evidence of
plenty.
That goes.
Plenty. Plenty. And we've presented for years rock solid evidence that's not a good thing to do. And yet people, they see someone nice and they, you know, it clicks. They're attracted to them, male, female, female, male, doesn't matter. And they want to be together. Well, just be prepared to carry the same burden as your vaxxed partner. Be prepared.
Well, you know, I think there's always a yearning for, I mean, well, life was meant to be shared. And,
of course.
You know, so we're fighting natural, you know,
tremendous
urges
natural
and
instinctive urges.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Yeah. And, you know, living like
urges.
This is nowhere near normal. Yeah. And it's a struggle. I mean, you know, marriages have broken up over this.
Yes.
More than a few. Yeah. You know, that's, you know, either it was a disagreement over, you know, a philosophical disagreement over what this is. But in many cases, it was a health issue.
This has caused more interpersonal relationship grief than any other subject I can imagine. This is huge. All right. Good and evil. Let's go to our file here and kind of check some things out. This will be a little interesting. Why don't you go ahead and start? We got demonic dreams, or just jump into shedding, demonic shedding, whatever you want to do. We got plenty of time.
Let's start with dark entities.
Very good. All right. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Now, this actually came from the Vax Injury Group, one of the many Vax Injury Groups. And this person asks, do we have evil spirits because of these injections? And, oh boy, was there a slew of responses. First person says, personal belief, spiritual warfare is absolutely real. The devil uses all these tools to pull us away from God. I've heard from Satan, and I've heard from God. They are at war for our soul. And someone responds to that, I was unable to say my prayers for many months post-vax. It was horrifying.
That's a very interesting comment. These aren't flippant comments. These people are very, very serious. Here are some more. Girl, that's all I did was pray. I literally felt the devil physically push me into my bathroom, a situation where he was plotting my doom. I almost took my own life. I was so desperate for relief. I could see no way out. I literally felt like I was on fire from neuropathy. This is obviously a vax-injured person. I can share more later on if you'd like. It's a wild and true story. Jesus helped me, and I'm so much better now. I'm targeting root causes, and it's been hard, but I'm making very, very slow progress. I'm no longer bedbound. Praise God. I have not relapsed in a year. I still have a very, very long way to go, but I pray the worst is over. Never stop praying, even if you say, God, I don't know what to pray. Please guide me. Much love. And I know it's challenging to have faith in so much disparity. And it is. Again, this is a good, if you want to personalize it with an image of Jesus, fine, whatever. It's good and evil. And even little children know the difference. We're born with some hard wiring that tells us what's good and what's not good. We know it. And that, of course, is targeted by the media and everything else. And so it's overcome with stimuli and impulses, and people lose their way, and they start to marginalize things, and they qualify things. It's not a good situation now. It's worse than ever. Here's another one. It's funny, during all this COVID stuff, I noticed a spiritual component to it, and then other people started saying the same thing. So yes, I believe we have reached a point of spiritual warfare that was not present a few years ago. No love, says someone else, absolutely not, but the anger and despair of not dealt with in a healthy manner could be perceived as such. And yes, I do believe in spiritual warfare. And another adds, it's definitely a spiritual war. And another comment, I often say I'm not the same loving, understanding, saw the good in every situation person I once was. I know I shouldn't question God, but I often wonder, why? I pray every day for healing, acknowledgement, and understanding. I feel like this is a test for our testimony. And another, I definitely have rage. So possibly there is good and evil. So these people feel like some of them have been taken over or influenced by this. Look, the people who put this together, as Eric has said, are absolute evil, blackest evil. And many of them are from the same group. Big Al Borla at Pfizer, Stefan Bancel at Moderna. They're not Catholics. Let me leave it at that.
That's true.
Go ahead.
All right, we've got a few more. I feel like the combination of endless torture from symptoms and a lack of support from our community can cause anyone to do and feel things that never would have happened before. Another one, I feel angry but not evil. Well, that's charitable.
Yes.
Another, yes, I described it like being possessed. My acupuncturist understood me and needled the point. I highly recommend acupuncture. Next one, my husband said from the beginning, you're different now, and he may be correct. There's some medical people I know who did the DNA test, and to the best of my ability, it did say the DNA had changed. I don't think I'm evil, or any of us. I think we were hypervigilant and we can smell lies before they are done. But I believe we have the best hearts of all. A couple more. I'm injured by the vaccine. It's made me temporarily lose my mind, and it is giving me a blood clotting disorder. That said, there are no such thing as spirits. Everything is physical. Last one. Yes, I am a monster now. This isn't who I used to be.
You know, that's a very difficult thing for somebody to get hold of and actually speak about like that. Most people deny it. They deny it. And how many times have we presented stories and accounts and testimonials of people who said, my God, my mother's not the same ever since she got the shots. My husband is not the same. My children are not the same. My workers in the business I own are not the same anymore. They go on and on about personality changes. You know, if nothing else, being vax injured and being unwell and in pain and confused and scared will change your personality. But there's more to it than that, apparently. We're talking about wholesale changes that are usually described
again,
as hostile,
this
combative,
is,
et cetera.
A violation of somebody's, sacred...
you got it.
The genetic code.
That's right.
What is more sacred than that?
Nothing.
It's your antenna to the cosmos.
Right.
The creator. And now it's been violated in a really brutal way.
Perverted, destroyed, violated. Yes. This is an assault on good, ultimately, and the destruction thereof. Okay, demonic dreams. Go ahead with
that. Let's do a few of these, and I want to be able to fit in the extreme shedding one, because this is really something.
All right. Demonic dreams or demonic shedding? Which one?
There's only one, demonic dreams.
Go ahead. Take the first two, demonic dreams and shedding.
This is from a unvaxxed person who was shedded upon. In fact, we played her video some time ago. She used to work in a nursing home where the residents were forced to get these shots. And, not knowing that they shed, she had very intimate contact as she was caring for these people, getting them in and out of bed, helping them walk and helping them shower. So she got a big dose of this poison and really paid a price for it. She writes, "This is so bizarre. In the beginning of my experience with shedding, I would have dreams like what you are describing. I would be fully paralyzed. I couldn't move or speak. I always knew I'd be been in contact with them because that night I had demonic dreams."
That's a direct result, she thinks, of shedding. How interesting. Why not?
Next person says, "My husband doesn't seem the same at all after being around jabbed people at work this whole time.
There we go.
Not only does he have kidney failure, but he is acting really differently now. He seems really angry, and I caught him stealing from me. Now he insists on sleeping with a loaded gun next to him. I'm getting pretty worried. Do any of you think that shedding could be behind these behavior changes?"
Yeah, I don't know. It's all crazy. All right, here's another little string. Same group. "The Pfizer document for healthcare workers during Phase 1 trials said that the mRNA bioweapon shots were occupational hazards for those healthcare workers assessing the trial participants." Healthcare workers assessing the trial participants. It is an environmental exposure. So Pfizer's own documents say yes. You should read up on keyword transmissible vaccines. If he isn't preventing the transmission and detoxing, then yes, sadly, he is captured via transmissible vaccines. Please, please, please be careful. If he has gone lone wolf, sleeping with guns, then I would make sure you protect yourself. Be cautious. I hope the best for you. And someone adds, "There is no such thing as lone wolf. Wolves live and hunt in groups. Well, I think that's not the point, all right?
Right.
I'm saying lone wolf programming. Go look that up. It exists in correlation to MKUltra. Sorry, but it is. You may not like the term, but it doesn't matter to those who make the terms up. If mRNA is removing genes from that person, I'm sure he can be programmed to go all mass shooter on people. Well, programming of people to do mass shootings, I think, is pretty well accepted by most who watch what's going on around us now. Whether it's related to the shots, I could only guess. Go ahead.
All right, continuing. To my husband doesn't seem the same. Yep, I observed behavioral changes in the jabbed. Their actions are more evil since the jab. Well, my husband isn't jabbed, but he has constant exposure to them. He's not the person I used to know. He seems dark and possessed, and I'm actually scared of him at this point. Well, then assess your finances ASAP and figure out whether there is an opportunity to leave.
Next.
Got the next one?
Yeah, go ahead.
One time, when I had an intense shedding experience, I actually felt sick. I also had a strange sense of being separated from God. I did not take the jab either. I finally realized what was going on, and I fought it, making sure I read my Bible more than usual. Eventually, it went away. So maybe shedding, if it is intense enough, does affect a person spiritually. I haven't had it happen since.
I don't know why anybody could rule that out. I don't understand it. This is all about energy. Think about that. It's energetic. Mm. Everything gives off some kind of energy or contains it.
Yep.
All right, next. I really appreciate this information. I know a lot about MKUltra, but I didn't know about that, and it definitely makes sense. This is the only place I can go for answers. I am really scared of my husband, and all my friends and family are jabbed, and they think I'm crazy for not being jabbed. So they won't listen to me when I say that I am not safe in my home anymore. And a comment to that, if the past 2 years have taught you anything, I would think the biggest takeaway is physicians are not to be trusted. I'll vote for that. Now, that's not to knock any of you good doctors out there. There are some. But the rank and file, what's it? It's the second leading cause of death in America, or it was. Physician malpractice, hospital mistakes.
Negligence, yeah.
What do they call it? Iatrogenic death? I can't remember the word. I think that's it.
Yeah. You know, you're trying to help someone, but you kill them instead.
Right. Okay, let's jump down.
We can finish these up, right?
You want to finish them up? All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
That's good. They're not very
good. Another one says, well, I was literally in meetings 2 years ago where doctors were talking about ways to convince the vaccine hesitant to get jabbed so the clinic would get more money. We've had multiple patients die suddenly immediately after getting jabbed. They die on clinic property, and it gets covered up.
That's disgusting right there. Think about it. Come on. Doctors were talking about ways to convince the vaccine hesitant. Well, soon that'll be force the vaccine hesitant. That's coming.
Yeah.
All right, go on.
I'm going to skip that. That's just gibberish. Next one. This is what baffles me, that Christians took the jab. It's a satanic jab. I agree that they need to recognize what they did, repent with all their heart, ask Jesus for healing. A pastor I know took the jab, got serious injuries from it, and months later when I saw him in my previous church, there was a dark, looming shadow around him. It freaked me out, and I had to leave the area. It sent chills down my back.
I don't discount comments like that.
No.
I would put them right on the table and let them stand on their own merits. Go ahead.
Someone says, many pastors are fake. If a pastor can't communicate with God, then might as well not be a pastor.
Indeed. All right, last one in this group. I just wanted to tell the group what my daughter's triple-jabbed boyfriend is dealing with now. He's been having terrifying, vivid, out-of-body dreams of horrifying demons pulling on him all night. He can literally feel them while watching from above. He's so scared to sleep alone, so he's been staying at our house because he's in a dorm by himself. Is he what age, and is he fully sober when those dreams happen, not under the influence of alcohol or drugs? And the response, another person says, I had similar a while ago when I was ill with something or the other. I'm not jabbed. It was like a massive spiritual battle going on in my dreams. Maybe get him to try imagining big thick roots coming out from his feet and anchoring him to the earth before going to bed. And the first person writes, he's 19 and doesn't drink or use drugs. He's never even tried them. His dad is a pastor, and he was wanting to follow in his dad's footsteps. Well, you might want to rethink that. All right. Extreme shedding. This would be a very interesting group.
As we know, some people are extremely affected by shedding, and to the point where they can literally feel it. You know, it goes beyond smell. It may not even involve smell sometimes, but there are people that are literally, well, let's read and you'll see.
Let me say one thing. This is, again, it's energy. You got to remember, everything emits energy or is somehow usually tied to an energetic pattern, frequency, wavelength, whatever you want to call it. So some people are hypersensitive to energies of all kinds, many kinds. And I think that's what we're talking about here. These are real cases. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, when you hear this, there's no question. I mean, it's beyond the physical. All right. How do you get shedding out of clothes? My clothes got contaminated from an overnight at an Airbnb, and I washed them with my regular clothes, and now I can feel it on all of my clothes, and I cannot wear them. Whenever I handle them, I get extremely ragey when I was fine before, and I also get nerve pain. I've washed and soaked in baking soda, washed them multiple times, I've run magnets over them, and still no change. I just did a new separate batch of laundry that wasn't even at the Airbnb, and now I can feel it on those clothes, too. Can anyone help me? I don't want to throw everything out, but it all feels contaminated. I don't understand how this can happen. And P.S., I didn't even sleep on the bed at the Airbnb. I had tarps and plastic laid down on the bed and brought my own pillows. I don't understand how all this is possible.
Go on.
Someone suggests sodium bicarbonate, baking soda. She answers, I've tried putting some baking soda, sodium bicarbonate, in the wash cycle, and then tried soaking them in the water, with the water, for a few hours, but I can still feel it. I've washed the same clothes like 4 to 5 times. Would hydrogen peroxide bleach the clothes? I'm not even sure that would work.
Next one, yes. They've been
Have you tried to leave the clothes hanging outside?
Good.
For several days?
And the answer to that, yes, they've been hanging outside for about a week. I can't take them inside or I get really angry or manifest other symptoms. Something about anger and hostility that is common to reports of personality differences, variations, changes. That's very common.
Yeah, it is.
Someone else, same person says, I worry that I may have to throw all mine away and maybe get a new washing machine. These were all my favorite clothes, too, and I don't have many. I don't understand how this is going on. Go ahead.
Another comment. I'm realizing that I get nerve pain from wearing my clothes. I save a set for when I go outside. And this person replies, oh, my God, I am sorry you have to deal with that. That is a good idea, though, so you don't have to throw them all out. I am so angry that this crap controls a big part of my life, and now my clothes. It is so effing evil. It feels demonic.
Yeah, yeah.
And one says, I've lost so much money, I've had to move twice, I've had to quit my job, lost all my clothes, lost my mattress. So, yes, it gets to that point. And final comment from this person.
Shedding. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, my God, I am so sorry for your losses. It's been tough for me, too. I haven't worked since the shots came out, either, and I will need to start soon, which scares me. I have also moved twice because of this. Now I am in the country just to get away from it, and I do not like it at all. My life feels pointless at times, and it's hard to have hope that I will ever have a normal life again. The opportunities this has taken away from me are numerous, just like you, and I am pretty fed up with it all. The clothes are like the icing on the cake. I took so many precautions staying in the Airbnb. I had no contact with the owner, and I could still feel the owner through their walls, spreading their frequency or whatever it is. I put my pillow in a plastic garbage bag when I left and put it in the back seat. Somehow it spread from that to the clothes in my suitcase that I left in the car. I'm so upset that I may now have to throw it all out. I don't know how to live in this world. I really don't. I wish we knew what we were dealing with so we could protect ourselves and our stuff properly. This is all so upsetting.
Well, a lot of these chemicals, the ingredients, the molecules, the proteins.
Yeah, the reaction could be coming from an association with something else that the body recorded at the same time as the first experience. So it's, you know, it can even be color. The color of something could set it off. But, okay, this is not, you know, I know it sounds exaggerated, it sounds fabricated, but I can tell you there are other people like this. And, you know, there is a condition. We've talked about porphyria before, and porphyria happens when the body is trying to make heme, to replace lost red blood cells and other areas that need heme. There's a condition called pyroluria, which kind of precedes porphyria, where what happens is the body is under stress, there's a demand for heme, so it starts making these things called pyroles. But these pyroles are, there's too many of them, and what happens is that they will steal your vitamin B6 and your zinc and omega-6 fatty acids and viciously deplete the body of them if this stress is ongoing and unresolved. Now, there's certain populations, Scandinavians and Irish being of note, that tend to have a genetic predisposition for this condition. It's called stress intolerance. And when you have it, you become ultra-sensitive to things in the environment, whether it's lights, sounds, smells, touch, to the point of becoming enraged.
Right.
Everything bothers you. That could be a component in this.
Right. Question, and then we have to keep moving. Go ahead.
Okay.
I got a question when you're done.
No, you go.
Could it be that a protein, like a foreign synthetic deadly protein like the spike, does energetically emit some sort of signaling that your brilliantly designed body picks up, right, and starts to set off a chain reaction of, well, you could almost call it a violent reaction against the presence of the spike? This is a life or death thing, in other words, the body's saying. This is a mortal enemy I'm confronted with. Get the hell out of here. And I think that that kind of read is quite probable in some people. I think
I do too.
People,
I think
many
on some
sensitive to it. Go ahead.
On a very organic level, the body is sensing that this thing is evil, and it is reacting, you know, in a very violent way.
Yep. Okay. Things to think about. We're not again telling anyone what to think. Just putting it out there. These are parts of the puzzle. In England, and I wouldn't be surprised here, I did check with Rite Aid today. they are no longer giving out boosters until September, next month, when the new booster comes out. Then they'll resume giving injections. They're not right now. They've stopped. Okay. In England, and I suspect in some cases here, the funeral business is so busy now, they are overwhelmed. UK's John O'Looney, you know him well from this program, says his funeral home, this is a family-run business, is so full, he is having to turn people away. The COVID death wave is swelling, just as we have warned. Here's what John has to say. We are jam-packed. He says ram-packed, but in either case, we are jam-packed at the funeral home. This is the height of summer, traditionally a very quiet time. Sadly, there are so many people calling in for services. I am turning people away constantly now because I simply have no capacity left. None of them, of course, are COVID-labeled deaths. None. Which means, essentially, they all are COVID-labeled deaths. But they will not put that on the death certificate. People, he says, in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, who simply should not be dying. That's John O'Looney in the UK. And there are a number of comments here. Why don't you grab some?
Okay.
Do you have the page? I hope you do.
Yes, I got it.
Okay.
Someone says, I've been nursing since 1997, and I have never seen what I am seeing. 41-year-old female with no comorbidities died of a dissected heart vessel. All the doctors are baffled.
Mm-hmm.
When I asked the consultant doctor how many vaccines, infections, she said she had, I was told, that has nothing to do with it.
Oh, how cute. See, that's another danger with doctors. If they're in abject denial like this doctor was that Erica just mentioned, that's in the little comment here, you're in trouble. If you go into a doctor and they don't even want to confront the idea or discuss the idea that these vax-injured people are injured for a reason that has to do with the injection they got, you better run. It's just people are not grounded at all. Okay, someone else wrote in, same here, John. I know somebody who died 8 days ago and was buried yesterday. In Ireland, we are buried within 2 or 3 days. My dad was told that so many people have died in the area that there was no church slots available until yesterday. How are people still asleep to all of this? Someone else adds, this is our generation's Holocaust. Well, you get the idea here. One more. I am seeing lots of health problems in friends, both in the UK and overseas. But recently seems to also be a spate of pet deaths. Dogs dying of sepsis and organ failure. Also lots with idiopathic epilepsy. Any awake vets out there care to comment? I'd like to hear that. Go ahead.
Yeah. A friend of mine said he's been to lots of funerals of rig workers dropping like flies, he said. They're all on their third jab by now. Third, I would say probably, well,
yeah.
Six or seven in some cases.
Rig workers would be oil rig workers, perhaps?
Must be, yeah.
Yeah. Next.
But New Zealand has just passed a mandate for everyone to be vaccinated against their will by force if unvaxxed.
I ran that story. I can't ascertain yet if it's 100% true, but if it is, it sets a global precedent that is not compatible with life on this planet.
No. Sorry to hear this. Two friends died suddenly and unexpectedly in the last couple of months.
See, there are people, damn it, there are people dying everywhere And some people will say, I don't know anybody who's died. Well, good for you, because there are going to be little cells here and there where that's not overt and obvious. But the people are dying all over the place in slow motion and fast motion. And just watch this CJD thing. It's really taking off.
Mm.
All right. So go ahead. Finish this. Several more here.
Let's see. My friends pick up deceased bodies. They're always out on calls. They've been going hard for 2 years.
Nonstop. Out picking up dead people. No joke. Next person says, so sad. I have so many friends with serious health problems from the injections. Next person, chickens coming home to roost. Long-term effects of vax are now being revealed. Next, from all that I've read, if you had 3 jabs, your lifespan is predictably shortened by 8 years. If you had 3 jabs, your lifespan is predictably shortened. The hell is this?
By less than five years.
5 years. Yeah, that's probably correct. Not my opinion or calculation, but that of many esteemed medical specialists and unfunded scientists. At least 35 million. I don't know what that means. Maybe 35 million dead in the UK? I don't know. These are UK comments. All right, go ahead.
Can you tell us what sort of conditions, John, so we can cross-check with our data? I presume all Milton Keynes area? Next one. I live in a county in the U.S. with a low vax rate. We are not seeing these issues at the same level. My question is, what will happen in a couple of years when the infertility rates are determined?
Right.
Who would like to wager that the vaccine was only rapidly enforced and actually applied to the Western nations and not the third world countries? I'd bet large.
Absolutely. We can go on with this, or we can play a little of our video. I don't know how long of a clip
that is. Let's play the video.
All right. Hold on.
It's always good to hear from Dr. James Thorpe.
Yeah, he's a good one. Okay, I'm pulling it up now. It's a rumble, so it'll have some commercials. Hold on. Everyone has to go through commercials, but not us, because we've got this queued up for you.
Exactly.
All right, here we go.
Let me ask you,
this is Naomi Wolf.
Questions at this point. Say the human genome of the descendants of vaccinated people is messed up in some way. Is it possible that if unvaccinated people meet and have offspring, and those offspring mate with the offspring of unvaccinated people, that humanity in that lineage can continue without damage? I'm not advocating a two-tier society. Very ironic we're even talking about this, considering that the bad guys launched a two-tier society. But I'm just, that if what you're saying is true, and it's true, right, because it's been confirmed from multiple sources, people are going to organically seek out unvaccinated partners if they're unvaccinated. So I guess what I'm saying is, could the descendants of unvaccinated people be okay?
Well, this is unknown. This is a great segue. Dr. Wolf, you asked such a...
And let me just add, and Eric and I have talked about this for a long time, we won't know until those people are functional, reproducing adults. That's
right.
20 years.
Yeah.
Think about it. We're not going to know.
Questions. It's almost like you're leading me down. This is a great segue into our soon-to-be-published study from my cycle story, Tiffany Parato and the rest of us. You're familiar with the first publication 2 years ago, but we're sitting on another publication that we're trying to get out and publish that's even more upsetting. And to your point, it's very possible. We have a smoking gun that something is being shed that is affecting the unvaccinated and causing very significant menstrual abnormalities. Well, what is it that's being shed?
What is it?
We don't know. But right. If this is the mRNA, vaccine mRNA that's being shed, that, by the way, is now, you know, the lipid nanoparticle was taken up, it goes to a cell, it's actually reprocessed in the cell into a natural covering called a lysosome or an exosome for the cell to try to push that, excrete it, up the toxin out of the body. It goes to breast milk, and it's in breast milk. Well, it probably goes to every other gland in the body.
You bet it does. It's in the blood. It goes everywhere. Now, what he said is certainly a partial statement of Dr. Stephanie Seneff. She says, in her opinion, from all of her research, and she's a good one, that mRNA and spike are being shed, transmitted to the unvaxxed and to the vaxxed. Do you want more spike, more mRNA, those of you who have been injected? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, oh, okay, so the exosomes contain the spike, the protein, possibly the full-length mRNA, meaning the original transcript that they were injected with, and a medley of microRNAs, which have to do with post-translational modifications of transcripts, and the lipid nanoparticles. So that's quite a cocktail.
You bet it is. All right, here we go.
Probably comes out your breath. It maybe come out your sweat. Prostatic semen secretions, vaginal secretions, cervical secretions, saliva, earwax, urine. It probably comes out the body. If that's the case, that's a problem, because the vaccinated, the unvaccinated are all affected by that. If it's spike protein, it's not just the unvaccinated. Regardless of what's being shed, what I'm saying, if it is the vaccine mRNA that's being shed, we're all in the same boat now.
Right. Oh, my God. And just to, note again that, I know we've had, you and I have had this conversation before, but for those watching, the Pfizer documents define exposure to the vaccine as including skin contact and inhalation. So they knew that there was something people are releasing in their breath or their respiration or their sweat.
All body fluids. And we're talking about proteins. Proteins can go right through your skin.
Yeah, this one is small enough to do that.
That could affect others. And also, I just want to remind you, and you're a great person to ask, I want to remind everyone, the Pfizer documents also warned vaccinated men not to have intercourse with childbearing age women unless they used two reliable forms of contraception. So this would suggest that Pfizer knows that there is something in semen of vaccinated men that sheds effectively, that affects the woman, the partner, or the zygote, right? I mean, isn't that the implication? Or do you know what that is at this point? Or is it all speculative?
No, I think you're spot on. And, you're one of the leaders that really brought that out from their documents. I did learn that from your documents.
Okay, let me just kindly say we're running over here. But the work and presentations, and we've played it here at least once, if not twice, of Dr. Arne Burkhardt in Germany, who is now deceased. But he found out unequivocally that these shots and probably shedding are getting to men to the extent that they no longer are producing sperm. Dr. Burkhardt found only spike protein in the testes of the men that were autopsied. No more sperm. I don't know how much more clear it has to get. I'm surprised Dr. Thorpe doesn't have that on the tip of his tongue. Naomi certainly must have heard that, but that there's your lab clinical indication. I won't say proof, but I believe it to be absolute proof that you got sterilization being done to both sexes. Mm. And you cannot possibly have safe sex. Forget the act of sex. Kissing, touching, hugging. We're talking about spike protein, mRNA transmission through shedding. Now, you want to just ignore that and go out and have fun? Fine. It's not for us to say. It's your choice. All we can do is try to put these things out there. You choose. And if you're driven, like most people, to a degree, by hormones, it's going to be difficult. If you meet someone who's nice, kind, a woman who smiles, she's pretty, she's happy, or a handsome man who's caring and concerning, that's putting yourself in a terrible position. It's terrible if they are not vaxxed the same way you are. If you're both vaxxed, then whatever. It's still not a good idea, but whatever. If you're vaxxed opposites, there's big trouble right in front of you, potentially. And it's up to you. It's your choice.
Well said. You know, you don't know if something happens, if you're going to recover from it. You know, I'm aware of several incidences where it was life-changing for people.
Correct.
It doesn't
go away.
Is it worth it? You know, this is a long-term thing. Do you want to be trying to make a life with somebody that's going to be probably chronically ill?
You're being very charitable, and maybe worse than that, being chronically ill and giving you the same illness predisposition in your body.
Yeah, that's pretty clear. You know,
I'd say that's
happened, you know, between humans, and it's happening to the pets that live in the household with you know, vax owners.
Well, we have someone we know who just lost her dog, obviously shedding turbo cancer.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate.
And I wish there was, if there are any of you vets out there, I know there are some listening, but if you'd like to talk about this, we don't need your name or your location. We'd just like to know what you're seeing. It would be very helpful.
Yeah, I don't know what the level of awareness is.
No, I don't either.
In that field.
I used
probably
to
not very
were,
high.
I used to think vets were a safer bet than most doctors, but I'm wondering anymore. I don't know.
Big Pharma got to them. You know, things are very different now. You know, when you bring your animal to the
payoffs,
vet.
Yeah.
The amount of pharmaceutical drugs that they push on these animals now, it's just like for humans.
Same thing. It's criminal, and it's evil, and it's wrong.
Well, it's all about money.
There are many ways to try to heal, and Big Pharma is not necessarily number one or even number two.
Well, and I pity the vets because we did a program on the rate of suicide in vets now, and it's very, very high.
Yeah.
So they're obviously conflicted. They don't, resonate with what they're doing.
Well, if any of you in that profession taking care of our friends, our dogs and cats, would like to come on and discuss what you're seeing, just contact me. Let me know and we'll talk. Okay, that was quite an hour. We went through a lot of things, and again, they're all just offered to you to make of what you wish. You decide. You still have that right. Good job. Thank you.
Okay, Jeff. Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Right. We'll pause and come right back with more after this.